Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to the first of our mini-series here up in Edinburgh Festival. We have three sold-out shows at the Gilded Balloon, which apparently is a massive
deal. In the Biggin.
In the Biggin?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's what Billy Connolly, isn't it? That's what they used to call him, the Biggin.
I love that you're comparing our three quite intimate shows to Billy Connolly, but yeah, cool. We are so excited to be here at Edinburgh Festival. So yeah, this is... Oh, okay. And we are trying to be professional, but I brought my daughter to work. No, no, no. You've got to say something if you're going to go on the mic.
Edinburgh.
Say hello, Edinburgh. Don't bring your children to work, especially when you're about to do the first live show that you've ever done at Edinburgh Festival. No pressure. So excited to be here. It is a real honour to be here, isn't it?
It's fantastic. I have to say I'm a bit nervous.
I can't believe, Mum, the fact...
What, darling?
We just did our load-in. And we are currently prepping the table. The lights have gone down. We have sunflowers on the table. Mum has schlepped a savoury cheesecake up from London. It's all go. We're really excited. First up, we have Heidi Regan is coming to be our guest for brunch. We're doing brunch for the next 3 days in a row.
Jessie, those donuts smell... Beyond.
Yeah, I want to say thank you to 12 Triangles, the bakery in Edinburgh,
like
because
that. They've
sorted us out of a tricky fix when we didn't have much time to, not that I was ever going to attempt to make a cinnamon roll or a donut, but these look incredible. Everyone told us to try them, and we've got pistachio custard donuts.
Cinnamon twists,
vegan
ricotta and gooseberry.
Oh, what? Where's that one?
The ricotta and gooseberry is that one.
Well, thank you so, so much, 12 Triangles, for sorting us out, because Mum did schlep a savoury cheesecake up on the train. Yeah. But, this has really helped us out of our first day in Edinburgh, because we got here late last night. We're so excited to be here. We're so excited to have Heidi Regan coming up on our first show of the mini-series, Edinburgh Special. This is Table Manners with Jessie Ware and Lenny. Don't worry. How are you all? Good. This is bizarre and quite hilarious that we are here at Edinburgh Fringe doing three sold-out shows. Sorry, I had to put in the sold-out because, you know, it makes me think that we're worthwhile. But anyway, how are you, Mum?
I'm fine. Do you think they came to hear you sing, darling?
I fucking hope not.
Or just hear us bicker?
I don't know. Well, there'll be plenty of bickering, probably. We're trying to be really polite to each other. We just finished wrapping the cookbook that we're doing. And, yeah.
How many times did we fall out?
Mum quit the book three times. Three times. You had the best... It was the best experience of your life, wasn't it?
Fabulous.
No, we'd like... You're lucky she's here, because honestly, she was like, you just want to control everything. Forget it. I'm not important to this. There was a thing which will be in the book about gefilte fish gate. I mean, honestly, my mum got so offended that we had a food stylist, we had prop stylist.
It was all, apparently we were going for an aspirational ceramic. I don't, that was not in our mood board, but whatever. So mum threw her toys out of the pram and was like, what, there's no colour, da, da. And then when they put, I don't know, do you know what gefilte fish is? Okay, so it's like chopped and fried fish balls. You have them at every Jewish function. Sometimes they can be sweet. Some, my grandma's ones were never sweet, but they're delicious. And you have them with this dip called crane, which is beetroot and horseradish. And I thought, we haven't got a beetroot and horseradish dip in the book, so we may as well, we always just eat it out of the jar. Fine, not out of the jar, but we buy it at shop bought. And so I was like, yeah, it's accurate to put the jar in there. And mum missed this shot. And she walks in, and she's like, why is the gefilte fish in a jar? Grandma would not have that. And I was like, oh, mum, but we've eaten the fish balls. We can't shoot it again. She got so angry. Everyone was quaking in their boots. What?
Rang the agent.
She rang the agent. We had to reshoot. Because she knew how to get me. She said, Grandma would be turning in her grave if she saw her balls with a jar of... Anyway.
No guilt.
Anyway, we are so happy to be here. And slightly nervous, I'm not going to lie, it's...
I feel suddenly quite hot, is it?
That's yeah. Called nerves, Mum.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you can take this off if
you
want.
Off,
yeah. Take your jacket off. But yeah, I don't know, I'm wondering how many people listen to the podcast. I presume quite a few. Thank you so much. Some people may think that I'm going to sing. I'm not singing. It's strictly about food and family. And everyone knows Lenny, so this is fantastic. And I can see Hannah... is right at the front, has worn a very, very colourful dress, just so I wouldn't forget that she's right in the front, right looking at me, no pressure. This is my biggest fan in the world. How are you, Hannah?
Not gonna lie, a bit embarrassed now.
Oh, please. Hannah has bought tickets for the next two remaining shows, aren't you? Yeah, you have. Thanks so much for being here. And hi, how are you? What's your name? I felt like the clap. You wanted, should we chat?
I'm Declan.
Hi, Declan. Are you from around here?
Yeah, I'm from Edinburgh.
Oh my! How many are from Edinburgh around here?
Wow.
There's quite. Where else are people from? London, Belfast. Loads. Oh, hold on. One at a time. Glasgow, Belfast, Aberdeen. Best accent ever. Where are you from? Oxford.
Yeah.
I've never been to the Fringe before, so this is very exciting. But have you bought lots of tickets for lots of things and then? Do you end up going to all of them, or do you kind of like buy on a whim and then have a hangover from watching? I don't know. How does it work?
Last year I went to 26 things.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Get involved. It's so much fun.
Oh, great. Yeah. Amazing. I want to chat to all of you. I probably can't because we actually have somebody that's actually, no, I'm going to have to embarrass you. Sorry, babes. Come on. Who's single? Okay, fine, I'm not going to embarrass you. We have the beloved Joe Dempsey in the front of... he's my friend. He's been on the podcast. He's been on the podcast. He's brought his family, so I'm not going to embarrass him too much. But how are you?
Hungover.
Why are you hungover? I'm using this, but I've got this.
You know why I'm hungover.
What did you go and see last night?
I went to see a show called Auntie.
Anyone seeing Auntie?
There was about six people.
Was it good?
How many people have seen Auntie? It was great.
So people should go and see.
Have a drink before you
go. Why?
It helps. Trust me. And I went to see Alfie Brown.
I don't know anything about comedy. This is the worst thing. I'm so sorry. I'm so shit. Is he a comedian?
He's a comedy. Okay. He's a comedy.
Yeah. He's a comedy.
He's a comedy. He's a comedy. He's a comedy one. A friend of mine is in a show called Square Go at the Summer Hall.
There we go. Anyone seen that? Hold on a minute.
My friend's doing the lights for that show. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, great. Amazing lights. There you go.
This is like family.
It's like family. I know. This is amazing.
Jessie, can I just mention one thing?
Yeah.
Jessie put perfume on just as we're coming up.
I know. I'm so sorry. It's very strong, pungent.
And these donuts are probably the most sensational... scented donuts, and I believe the ladies in the audience.
Oh, 12 Triangles. Have you heard
Where
about this bakery?
She?
Yes,
Where
so.
Is she?
Is the lady here?
Here?
Is the baker here? Hi!
Oh, wow.
Where are you? Where? Hi! Thank you so much for doing this. Basically, we had a bit of a nightmare. They had a terrible train journey down, and you've saved the day. But yes, so, Mum, I don't know how this is going to work, but basically, this is from the cookbook. Actually from the shoot. You can see this is a savoury cheesecake. and it's delicious. But Mum has schlepped it on the train here, on the really sweaty train. So there, I'm really excited about that one. So thanks, 12 Triangles, for the baked goods.
Yeah.
Now, we have on today...
Fabulous woman.
She has her own show going on at the moment for a whole month. She's not taking any day, no days off. I don't understand how they do it. Her name is Heidi Regan. And I'd love to introduce her to the stage. Everyone give her a round of applause. Oh, shit, you go in the middle, yeah. No, you go in the middle. Yeah. Everyone see you. Heidi, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. It was very good prep for the show, watching you tell Jesse off about the perfume. That kind of really got me in the...
Thank you.
I am really sorry, though. It's like, have you seen, is it Anchorman, where they have, like, Sex Panther? It's really strong, and I'm really sorry. I did it just before we got on, out of nerves, and because I wanted to smell nice for you, but actually I'm really sorry, and it's ruined the cheesecake and the baked goods, so yeah.
No, I couldn't smell, but it was just very fun watching the dynamic. It was very relaxing.
Does it remind you of
yours?
Do you
want to drink, darling?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
So what's your family dynamic? Where did you grow up? How many of you?
So I grew up in Australia. Mm. My mum is English, but moved... there when she was 12.
Okay.
is there some slapstick going on?
No, I don't know. No, I'm slightly worried we're going to take someone's eye out because it hasn't been in the fridge for ages. Okay.
Yeah, there's me and my elder brother grew up, and mum and dad, and I moved to London about 11 years ago.
Okay.
So, yeah, and my brother lives in Inverness.
Oh, okay.
Lived in Aberdeen for 7 years, now Inverness for 5 years.
Is this your second Edinburgh?
Yes. Yeah.
And like last year?
Yeah, second full hour Edinburgh. Yeah.
Okay, so how many years have you been doing Edinburgh?
Then? I've done just three.
Expert.
Sorry, good. Heidi, do you drink, by the way?
I do drink, yes.
Would you like a bit of... would you like a peach Bellini?
A Bellini.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Not sure I know what that is.
Peach juice and Prosecco.
I kind of made the connection. Well,
you can have one or the other.
I'll have both, thanks. Yeah.
What was it like growing up in Australia?
Lovely. I grew up in a town called Newcastle, just north of Sydney. It's like a beach town.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, really lovely.
And was the food amazing?
I'm a very basic food person.
Okay.
so I don't think that we ate particularly fancy, but as soon as I moved to the UK and mum was kind of began her campaign to entice me back, she kept pointing out how salads were amazing in Australia and not here.
They are.
And I was like, you know, I don't really eat salad. but now she's kind of made me focus on when I go back and took my girlfriend back in April, and we were kind of like going, oh, in the cafes you get fed amazingly.
The food is insane. I was eating everywhere, and the produce is good, and I understand why your mum is saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought she was just trying to trick me into it. I was like, but yeah, it's lovely.
So what did you grow up eating at the table? What was her main meal would eat?
Well, mum, who's going to find out I'm on this and listen, so if I really
was she a good cook?
She cooks well, very healthy.
Yeah.
And she tells me often how bad a cook I am, which I confirm. I am a very bad cook. We debate how flavorful her food is, because I like I used to like quite spicy stuff.
Yeah.
And then mum would make like a curry and go, oh, this one's really hot. And I'd be like, I can't taste the thing. But yeah. She was very much, mum and dad both, we would have veggie, meat and veg, that kind of thing. And then like chili con carne. The one thing we did different was a Christmas lunch. We would have like the roast, English roast, because mum was English, rather than on a 35 degree day.
Would you do it on the barbecue?
No, not really. Just do it inside.
Okay.
But have a breeze or air conditioning. So, yeah, you're fine. But, yeah.
So you're not a great cook?
I am, no.
What's your go-to dish?
My go-to, it's so bad. Like, I was a bit nervous coming on here.
Oh, no.
When I have the time to cook, I can do it if I have a recipe. But I have this really weird thing. Like, I think because of comedy and doing it in my spare time for the last, 15 years, I view all cooking or chores as time where I haven't learnt anything or haven't written anything. It's weird, and I know it's stupid.
No.
But at the end of cooking, I'm like, well, I ate it now, so where's even the legacy of that?
I agree.
Yeah, very, like, really obsessed with the future.
That's why you take a photo and put it on Instagram.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So, no, I feel like when I cook, I kind of resent the time it's taken from my life. But then it means, like, yesterday, I, like, especially at the Fringe, you're like, I got a microwave meal and I ate it. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, this is so bland. I was just like, this is just fuel. This is just fuel.
Oh,
I was like, it's a depressing way to live, and I'm very aware of it.
You've got a whole month of
It's not going to change. Yeah.
Oh,
the one thing I'm into right now is poached eggs in the morning, and I've been trying to perfect that. This morning they went bad. I knew I was coming on this. I was like, I better not have Weetabix and All Bran, which is my other go-to. But yeah, I did flop one of them and it burst. So.
I flop poached eggs all the time, and I know there's so many different methods. Do you put vinegar in yours?
Yes, usually, but not the house.
Do you stir it to get the current?
But then, what do you do with the second one?
You just let it join and go like this.
Also, won't that be a complete? It won't be in the middle.
Look,
of the
I'm a greedy cow. I'll eat them however
I've been doing also putting the ladle in, and then you crack it into the
ladle.
Oh, you're
being really proper.
Well, I mean, I literally cook nothing else, so I've got a lot of focus on these eggs.
Perfecting her technique.
Yeah. Another thing that my girlfriend taught me is put Marmite on the bagel.
It's the best.
Oh yeah,
that's
it's
amazing.
The best. Yeah.
And not Vegemite.
No, I have also being swayed to Marmite.
I've gone to the other
side. Yeah, I used to prefer the other, but now when I'm back, I'm like, Vegemite's not as good.
Doesn't taste as salty.
Something, like, I love my salt, but I prefer Marmite. I think it's just not as strong or bitter or something.
Well, I'm checking the time because I'm like, cheers. I've been doing intermittent fasting. Cheers, thank you so much for coming on.
Can you eat now, Jessie?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm doing it the right way. I break my fast on a Bellini, but what? But yeah, I'm kind of love a fad. I don't think it's a fad.
Think about this?
Yeah.
When I started stand up, it's the only time in my life I've lost weight without trying. And I think it was the fasting thing because I would be at work and then have a gig at 8 o'clock, and I was so nervous that I'd have like one piece of toast at 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. or eat a full meal at 5, but no food after that, and then you're not having the food until morning. And I think it was all the fasting because I dropped all this weight without trying. But then I've also realized it started to come back on. I think adrenaline may have been a factor because now I'm not as nervous when I do a gig. So now I don't have that terror, but I'm gaining the weight back. And I don't know which one, if I'd rather be utterly shit scared every night and thinner. But yeah, but fasting, I think, was a big thing of it.
Do you think you've got good table manners?
I think I don't have good table posture.
No,
I think I really
like you. Maybe everyone readjust.
I think my big thing that I kind of, like, drives me insane is chewing mouth open, and because I've got that misophonia, self-diagnosed misophonia.
What is it?
Have other people got it? Like, where you like. Any chewing noise.
Oh, it makes you feel sick?
It makes me, like, go to a level of rage.
So having a microphone whilst I'm going to
there's certain foods that are fine. It's specifically things like apples.
My friend has that, yeah.
Yeah, apples and crisps. And my dad has it too. And we have an understanding that if one of us comes in with, like, cereal and sees the other person in the room, they immediately walk out because it's like, I will not put you through this.
It's called misophonia.
I say it like I've been diagnosed. I think no one is diagnosed. You just go, do you go insane if you hear apples? You have misophonia. So. Or weird things like heels clicking on the street.
Do you get that as well?
I have to like stop and let them walk around me while I just sit there going, you're a bad person. You're a really bad person. I don't say it, but I'll really show
that's
it in my life.
That's amazing. Yeah. And you're looking at me, Eli. Yes. Well, do you have this then, this misophonia thing?
Yeah. Would you like me to diagnose you? I'm a trained
professional. It's a combination of misophonia and like sensory processing disorder. My ears and my brain don't process things right, so when I hear specific noises, my brain just short circuits with rage.
It's so weird. I'm not generally an angry person, and then my girlfriend is really nervous about because she's eaten an apple in front of me, and I've been like, it's fine. And she says, the day you can't handle that is the day I know you don't love me anymore. Like, probably because you ate an apple right next to me.
I think this is like the worst podcast you could ever got on. These are all quite soft.
The noises are not loud on the podcast, so I did check, don't worry. Oh, don't you worry. I had a job for 7 years where I had to listen to radio for 8 hours a day, like morning radio, and write what they were saying. And there was this one morning show host in Australia, Ray Hadley, I will name and shame him. He would just go into the microphone. I'm so sorry I just did that to you. I saw all the pain. It was horrific, and I would have to rewind to hear what word he'd said. So it was like torture for 2 years. I hated it.
That's a table manner in somebody else that you don't like.
Oh, and if I catch myself doing it, I feel pretty bad.
So do you not eat apples?
Do you not have an apple?
Oh, apples, I cut them.
Oh my God, I love this.
Or I eat them on my own in a dark room. Going, you're a bad person.
And you only wear spongy shoes.
Oh yeah. No heels for me.
So that's the kind of bad table manner. You feel like that's in your own bad table manner, or is that you think that's worse in other people? But you think you've got good table manners apart from the slouching.
Yeah. I mean,
let's see how she eats a donut.
No. Oh God, that's so mean.
Yeah. I mean,
no.
Actually, eating in front of people is.
I now feel a bit weird about eating. Does anybody want a donut? I feel weird now. Does anybody want a donut?
Darling?
I'm going to cut them up, and then everyone can have a little bit.
Here's a sharp knife.
Mum, whilst I'm cutting.
Cut that up as well.
I feel like no one's going to want the savoury cheesecake.
Gorgeous.
I'm sorry, Mum. Well, maybe. People can have it on their way out, like a party bag or something, okay. Because I don't want people to be under pressure. Why have you given me two?
I
don't
know. I gave you a sharper one and you had that.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Come on then, right, we're going to ask, what is your Last Supper? What would it be? Sorry, I just like fingered that and
that's
put it in your thing, and sorry about this.
My favourite food is Thai.
Okay.
I love Thai.
Oh, yeah.
My friends, when I moved to London, I once just said that Thai takeaway was better in Australia, but Indian takeaway was better in London, and they said that was the most boring thing I'd ever said, and that became a recurring joke for the last 10 years that they always go, oh, the Thai's better back home, and then, yeah, but I do love it, and it is better in Australia.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, I think just...
You're nearer,
I also love it in London, but so I think my main course would be...
You skipping starter?
No.
Okay.
I just felt like the Thai was an important point to make.
No, absolutely.
Do you want another plate, darling?
Hold on. Yeah, hold on. I don't know.
I'm dying to taste that.
All right, you take some before I give it to the audience.
Just cut it, darling.
I'm really bad at cutting. I feel very under pressure. You always say that I do such bad cutting anyway. So now it's like... Just do it. Right. Okay, go on. Okay, main we're starting with.
I think the chili and basil, maybe red chicken curry.
You can have more. Like, you can have chili and basil and red chicken.
Okay, I love the... It has a different name, but krapao, I think?
Oh, yeah.
Chili and... Yeah.
Anywhere in particular you would get it from?
A place near my old work in Soho that was a little takeaway one, but he made amazing red chicken curry.
In Soho, London, right, okay.
Just for lunch.
Amazing. You'd have his. And that was a restaurant that you went to?
No, it was just a street stand.
What's it called? Do you remember what it was called?
Does
it even? Oh, okay, fine.
He's very nice.
Is he still there?
I haven't been there for a year, but hopefully. He was a really nice guy. And he just had three big pots of red, green and yellow, and the red was the best.
Yeah. Amazing.
And my entree would be... is it ravioli, but like a fancy restaurant? If I'm in a fancy restaurant and the big flat square ones.
What would they be filled with?
I mean anything, usually.
Yeah.
Probably meat, because I'd feel not bad because it's my last meal, so I'm not like... you know.
Are you saving the planet?
Oh, I mean, a lot of my show is about me freaking out about climate change in an unhelpful way. But it doesn't mean I've become full vegetarian, but I've been trying to, you know, just cut down a bit.
I do, darling.
So you basically try to be vegetarian.
Oh, I mean, try is the emphasis there.
What was your microwavable meal last night?
Thai.
Chicken.
It was green curry, but I'm at the fringe and I needed to, like,
sustenance.
Treat myself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Absolutely.
So I'm trying. And obviously eggs don't count, poached eggs. So.
No, of course not.
And so it would be filled with meat, though, because of my last meal. So who cares about the planet? I'm going.
And what's pudding?
My mum, we're very much a sweets family. She's very good at desserts.
Yeah.
And also cakes. I realise I slagged off my mum's cooking to start the show.
It's fine.
Her cakes are amazing. Her whole creativity thing when we were growing up was she would make a really fancy birthday cake. And she once made me a 3D Garfield cake that was full on Garfield.
Oh, wow.
Was he your favourite?
He was at the time.
Oh, good.
Yeah. He hates Monday. I have grown, but she made an amazing chocolate self-sourcing pudding that was just the right... That's the thing here, right?
A what?
Self-sourcing pudding.
A self what?
Self-sourcing.
Chocolate self-sourcing pudding.
Never chocolate self-sourcing pudding?
Yeah. Is that
when it has the sauce inside and you cut it and it goes...
Yeah.
We call that...
I've never called it a chocolate self-sourcing pudding.
Chocolate fondant.
That's a chocolate pudding. Does anybody want a bit of 12 triangles thingies? Okay, hold on. Right. Have a little bit. Oh, just fucking take one. I've got a fucking show to do. Jesus. Right, who else wants some, right? then Heidi can eat without everyone like having to watch her.
I think this is going to be on my last.
Right, hold on a minute. Right, hold on, girls. Right, you've got. I don't know what you've got. I think you've got the noisette, the pan and noisette, right? And everyone can have a bit of sweaty cheesecake at the end if you want. Okay, so you'd have your mum doing a cake. You actually didn't say what cake your mum would. Oh, you'd chocolate have the self-sourcing. Sorry, melting middle. Got it.
Self-sourcing
with cream.
Self-sourcing.
Do you when you make it here? Do you pour the water on top it before you
I've never made it.
Oh.
Have you made it?
I used to make it with mum.
Yeah. Is it easy or hard?
Oh, I mean, I made it. It's so easy.
So hard. How do you do it?
You just made the mixture and then... Yeah, you made the mixture, like all the flour and all that, put it in a bowl, and then you poured 2 cups of boiling water on top, and then you put it in the oven, and then that it is how it becomes... It cases over, and then you crack it and...
Mum, maybe we should have done.
Easy. Oh,
so
easy.
Yeah, she had it in that old. Do you have Women's Weekly here?
No, but it's the best.
Yeah,
in Australia.
It was that Women's Weekly.
That's why is it so good in Australia?
Because I used to get all your birthday cake books. You know, you used to look through
it.
And there'd be a Barbie cake and a castle and treasure. And
yeah, my mum did the castle one.
Yeah.
Oh, but like, I think her own design, I should say.
Obviously. Yeah,
obviously. Don't you always eat pavlova for dessert in Australia?
We do have pavlova a lot.
And
it's lamingtons.
It's a national dish, I thought it was. Lamingtons,
yeah.
What are lamingtons?
They're kind of spongy with raspberry jam and dipped in coconut, is it?
Yeah, there's like a... icing around the end and then coconut oil and it's a square.
Do you like them?
Yeah, they're nice if they're done right. It's like...
Oh, you make them? It's not just like you buy it from a shop?
I mean, you always get them in Australia. It's a fundraiser. There's always a Lamington Drive and you get a big stack.
What's a Lamington Drive? Is anyone Australian here?
Well, so alone. It's usually one. It's like... I don't know where they got them from.
A Lamington Drive?
Yeah, just like to raise money for the school, there'd be a Lamington Drive and then you'd come home with a whole stack of Lamingtons. I don't think we ever made them ourselves.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
It's like a cake stall, darling.
Yeah, that's it. We call it a drive.
A drive.
Why do you call it a drive?
I don't know. We call it a self-sourcing pudding.
Self-sourcing.
We just got to put our little spin on it. Yeah.
I wanted to also ask, we've been asking everyone on the last series what they would stockpile.
Yeah.
If, you know, Brexit's happening, definitely. Yeah. Deal or no deal.
Scotland will be independent by then. So it'll be...
They won't want
anything to do with it.
We'll be stuck with Bojo.
Great Britain anymore.
What would you stockpile? What are you going to be stockpiling when we're stuck
on
our island?
if my guilty pleasure that I have if like times are bad and I'm sad, which I think might happen if Brexit happens, and it's, as I said, I'm very basic with my food. It's French fancies.
I don't think but they particularly come from France.
They're not. They're not French.
Oh, right. Okay, got it.
We're thinking things from Europe that we won't be able to get anymore. Besides medicines.
You'll be able to get Mr. Kipling French France.
Yeah,
you'll be all right with that.
I mean, I can't even think what you get from...
So, well, lots of people have been saying, like, Nene Cherry said olive oil.
I bought 6 litres back from Spain.
Who said truffles?
Are we not going to be able to get olive oil?
It's just going to hike up the price.
Well, this sounds like a big old mess. Has anyone noticed? Yeah. I'm going to write a blog. I'll sort this out.
Olive oil has gone up by about £5 a litre.
Oh, God.
I think it's about £10 a litre now.
Well, because I don't cook enough, olive oil has not been something I've been worried about. Who cooks the microwave meals?
Well, they might be made
I don't know.
France.
Probably.
Ingredients,
Eggs there in England.
Yeah, we can get them.
Eggs. What else?
We're all going to have to have a chicken at the back of it, yeah.
Chicken, yeah, yeah. Bread.
Yeah.
I think I'm sorted. What about all bran? Got to keep my roughage.
All bran. Probably made in England.
Kellogg's. It's Kellogg's. And what's your drink? Sorry, did we say what your drink was?
No. I do like a rosé.
Yeah.
Is it true that organic wine means you don't have a headache?
Well, this is what they sold me to. No. No, it's not absolute crap. They said that biodynamic stuff, the organic, and the orange wine, they were like, you absolutely don't get a headache on. You absolutely do. Yeah. It's complete crap.
What was Joe drinking last night?
What were you drinking last night, Joe? Everything. Beer?
Yeah. And also...
Do you need a little bit of a...
Hair of the dog.
Yeah, well, you do, don't you? Hold on a minute. Do you want one? Do you want with peach Bellini?
Yeah,
if
that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my God, you're really struggling.
Well, we were in the brew dog on Cowgate, and...
why did everyone...
I'll just put the microphone down.
Why? What's so wrong with the brew dog? Oh yeah, brew dog on cat. Right, okay. So it was lots of beers?
Beers and mezcal. The manager...
No, you didn't have mezcal.
The manager's scene is like
Game of Thrones.
And we've got lots of free drinks.
Wait.
He was in Game of Thrones.
Wait, which character are you in Game of
Thrones? He's a porno blacksmith. Yeah. He's the one that had to have sex with the Lady of Light.
Holy, no, wait.
She, like, basically sacrificed
him.
I
didn't recognise him.
And he hooked... Is everyone up to date? Sorry, babe, sorry. Yeah, well, we all know what happens with him and... what's her face? Ira?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's very very important. Important.
Yeah, I didn't recognise you with your hair.
Yeah.
I talk about Game of Thrones in my show quite
a
bit.
Come and tell us why. Why do you talk about it?
I say I miss Australia, but then you realise I just miss a time 10 years ago, and then I'm like, when Daenerys Targaryen was just a young, idealistic woman with a whole life ahead of her and that kind of, and how it's all about morality is great. It feeds into the whole theme. You got to come if you want to understand.
Yeah. You really do. Go on, hold on, Joe.
I got handed a flyer yesterday for a Game of Thrones parody musical. It's happening at the Fringe. And across the front of the flyer, it says, in block capital letters, "We fixed the final season."
Are you going to go and see it?
No, I think I might. I'm going to have to
You're
stay.
Done.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to stay loyal. And
am I allowed to ask you what you thought of the last season?
Yeah, of course.
What did you think of the last season?
Loved it.
Yeah, okay, got it. You were in pitch black for one of the episodes. I couldn't bloody see what was going on.
Yep, nailed it in the last episode as well. Had one word. I smashed it.
You did. You did get to the last episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's all that matters, isn't it?
You survived 8 seasons, wasn't it? Yeah,
so yeah, well three done. Of them. I mean, I spent 3 of them not in it, which I think is probably like
still,
the best way to
back.
Survive the show is to just not be in it for a bit.
Thanks, Porno Blacksmith. Thank you so much. Heidi, thanks so much for coming on. I want to talk about your comedy more, and I want to know how... Actually, I need to ask. You do writing for other people, lots of political writing.
Yeah, a little
I'm
bit.
I'm going to sound political.
I do mostly sketch show stuff, like sketch shows back in Australia and stuff like that. But I've done a few of the, like, Now show and those things here. But
And have I got news for you? Did you,
have
you
yeah, done? I wrote just one episode, did some writing for one of them.
How does it work out when you are writing for shows like that? Is it kind of like, are you at a table and you just have to...
Yeah, and basically
have a
like...
newspaper and you...
Yeah, and we kind of, they pick different topics and say, oh, if it's about this, what shall we kind of...
It's probably quite easy to laugh about politics at the moment, yeah.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, it's very depressing. I think it really affected my mental health work, like, because, like, the news is a little, depressing. If anyone has noticed, depressing. And when you're, like, reading it all and trying to joke while you're... All, like, I think we were all sitting in the room going... We're so doomed. And so you're doing that while you're trying to write jokes. And then my whole show is just about being overwhelmed by that and then catastrophizing like how we're all doomed. But it's like really fun. So
where do you live?
In London. Okay. In Archway.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah, so what's your Uber rating?
I checked it the other day. Go it was on. Like 4.3.
Oh my God. Oh, Heidi, that's really bad.
I know.
That is very bad.
That could be our lowest.
I don't know what I've ever done. No, I'm really, I just say, oh, busy night. I do the standards. Maybe they're like, be original. Markdown.
John Bishop's was 5.
All right.
Yeah, but that's
his fame.
I don't think he ever goes in a taxi, that's why.
I think I didn't know about the rating them for a long time. And if they know that I wasn't rating them, maybe they knew that and then they rated me down. Otherwise, it's my personality. I'm really quiet and polite. I'm like subservient in most situations.
Do you wear your seatbelt? Apparently, that ups your rating if you
wear
your
seatbelt. Yeah, I wear my seatbelt, definitely.
What's yours now?
It's 4.5. Still, it's not.
4.6.
Sorry, was that. yeah, it's not that bad.
I want to check mine.
Yeah, come and check.
4.6.
Maybe it's because I eat apples in the back.
I don't know.
The
place
yeah, they're probably all what do they call them?
Misogynous. Oh, misophonia, right. I was like, yeah, it's probably a woman thing.
Come on, check.
Takes a while to look.
Yeah, fine.
Oh, it says 5, yeah.
For you?
4.63.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's really
See,
good.
I didn't have faith in myself. That's a real lesson.
Yeah. That's what us women do.
That's what women do.
Us very, very shy, retiring women.
Yeah. It's because I'm a misogynist.
Misogynist.
Can we just please plug your show, and please can everyone... go to Heidi's show. I'm sure it's all sold out, but when is it on? Every
it's
day.
It's not quite sold out. It's fine. It's called Heidi Kills Time, 4:45 at the Pleasance every day.
Every day, no days off.
No days off until the very end.
Well, thank you so, so much for coming on this and chatting to us and teaching us so much about self-sourcing.
I'm amazed I had anything to teach you about food.
It's
phenomenal.
It's just. I'm really confused about that because I feel like a chocolate fondant or a melty middle, it's a sexy thing.
Self-sourcing
sounds like
sounds like a librarian or someone. Self-sourcing.
It's empowering though. It's saying the pudding did it all itself.
That's true. an independent pudding.
Yeah.
That's what you like.
Yeah.
Heidi Regan, thank you so
thank
much.
You very
thank
much.
You. Cheers. And our time is up. I need to collect my daughter from the bubble show that's happening downstairs, so we must go now. But thank you so much.
Help yourself to anything.
For coming and help yourself to. I bet you no one is going to eat that cheesecake.
Well, I bet you they will.
Okay, well. Thank you so, so much. And please catch Heidi Regan at the Pleasance, 4:45 every bloody day. Thanks.
Darling, I've never sweated so much in my life.
Welcome to showbiz. Welcome to the live game, mother.
It was really nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it is. You need to speak more.
Darling,
did you hear,
I couldn't get a chance.
Did you hear your applause?
Yeah.
How do you feel after your first live show?
Well, I've
at
learned,
Edinburgh.
I feel okay.
Have you learned things about yourself?
I've learned I sweat a lot. Under pressure. Sweat like... I thought, God, what's happened here?
It's the light.
I'm beyond menopause.
It's the glitz. It's the glamour.
She said, someone said to me, have you got to that age? I said, I've been there twice. Christ. It was nice meeting all your fans, darling.
Oh, your fans, Mum. What are you talking about?
But I'm glad I've learned something. You cannot eat donuts on stage and do a podcast.
We are learning as we go. We are
but
forever learning.
I do think it's nice to share stuff with the audience.
Oh, they were greedy
and
bunch.
People, we're going to have to do things that are in the cookbook. So they came up and they said, when's the cookbook out?
I didn't promote the merch, so we sold six tea towels, Mum.
Six tea towels, darling.
But Heidi Regan, what a lovely,
delightful woman.
She's more subtle than us, Mum. I feel like we're slightly in your face, and she's all about the silences and.
Okay.
I feel like maybe I was slightly overbearing.
But I'm not sure. That food was high on her agenda. She had microwave meals, Jess.
I know, but I love that.
Yeah, that she used it as fuel.
And self-sourcing. Do you self-source, Mum?
God, I thought self-sourcing
was
like
researching. That sounds kind of like slightly like masturbating, like something.
Jessie, don't use that word, darling.
Very good, very good, the independent woman chocolate. Thing. That was very good, Mum, the independent. That was really good, good gag. Mum, do you think you could do live... podcast
Jessie,
the rest of your life,
you
like Deborah Francis White.
Darling, I think I could be a stand-up.
I'd love you to fucking say something.
Me and Mrs. Maisel.
It's Mrs. Maisel.
Maisel.
All right, well, chapter two coming tomorrow. I can't wait for your fucking nuggets of lols.
Jokes. A few bonbons, darling. People would come out and say, don't listen to Jessie. It's lovely. That's what they were saying.
I'm really, really glad. And we don't have to deal with them when they have diarrhea.
Stop your greeting, hen.
Mum, I feel like you're going to have your moment like Lady Gaga in Star is Born. And I'm going to push you to the front. I'm going to be like, come on. And you're just going to pull that jacket off.
I'm not going to sing.
Put that lipstick on and take over.
I'm not going to sing yet.
Okay. Thanks so much. We're having such a lovely time at Edinburgh Festival at the Gilded Balloon. We are so excited to be here, and we have two more shows coming up. Sold out, may I add. Lots of love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.